morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Host James J here. Hope you guys are having a good start to your day. I've got our head of production, Seth Haphacker, with us.
Good morning.
And our sound engineer, Laura Berg.
Hello.
And, of course, the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. And here at WFHR, we don't just offer you one forecast. No, anybody can do that. We give you two. We give you a recorded one and, of course, a live one with our great friend, the best in the business, Brittany Merlot, joining us. Brittany, a little technical difficulties there. Can you follow that? Are you okay with that?
I can follow that 100%. Double the fun. Who cares?
How you doing this morning?
Fantastic. And I think that people wanted to hear this forecast on repeat because 50s in January, end of January, is just phenomenal.
That's a good point.
Phenomenal.
When you're done, I'm going to play it again. I'm going to just the snippet of the 50 part, though.
All good news today. Highs at 50, breaking records. Our record was 46 degrees set back in 1989. So once we surpass that, we're going down in history.
Nice.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic. Beautiful sunshine today, a little breezy, but that's how we're getting so warm. Then tomorrow, we fall a little bit to highs in the upper 30s. It'll still be bright and beautiful. And then we are tracking snow moving in on Saturday. Looks like Saturday afternoon into the evening, we could get about 1 to 3 inches or so before that kicks on out of here. And then maybe a wintry mix on Sunday before actual winter temperatures return for next week. But pretty mild from here on out through the rest of the weekend. And like I said, just gorgeous today. I want to smell grills firing up across the state.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
My dad is definitely doing that this afternoon. I guarantee you he will be doing that. There's no doubt in my mind
it's
whatsoever.
It's 50, time to grill.
He may not even have anything to throw on there, but he's going to turn
turn
grill
it on anyway.
And he's going to get it ready. He's going to get it set up. I got to warm it up.
I've got to go grocery shopping anyway, so now I've got a plan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, pick up some stuff, yeah.
Brittany, we wish you good grilling and a great Thursday. We'll get people together. We'll get together tomorrow. Get everybody ready for the weekend.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
You too.
You too.
Best in the business right there, friend Brittany Merlot. Mm-hmm. Good topics for you today, everybody. We're going to have some fun in a little bit. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Science has found a trick to make little kids eat vegetables.
Ooh, all right.
How about adults?
I was going to say, I don't know about me. I don't know if they figured out me yet.
Well, it could work.
I'm glad you put that on you because I wasn't going to say it.
It could work.
1 in 5 Gen Zers can't change a light bulb. We'll discuss.
How many Gen Zers does it take to change a light bulb?
Yes.
Sounds like a joke.
That's my guy right there. Gets it.
Yeah, but I remember them saying that about millennials.
Have they learned, though?
I'm pretty sure they learned.
I don't know.
What was before boomers? Because even before that, like the generation before that was saying it about boomers.
Probably.
That's all I'm saying.
I can't even change a light bulb.
Every generation picks on the next. It's like the SNL cast. Everybody believes theirs
was the best, and everything.
It is on Thursday, so in the 9 o'clock hour, we will, of course, feature our Pet of the Week with the South County Maine Society. Denise is going to join us. Looking forward to that.
Nice.
All that coming up. We'll have some entertainment news we'll get into. We're talking Chaperone. We're talking Dolly. And some local theater. We got some local things going on as well. Looking forward to diving into all of those. All that coming up for you. But as you have probably heard through the news already today, last night the FAA confirmed that an American Airlines regional jet collided midair with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan Washington National Airport, just outside of Washington, D.C. Happened about 8:50 p.m. last night. Here's what we know so far. Both aircraft crashed into the Potomac River. Naturally, a search and rescue operation launched immediately. Details are still coming, and fatalities, some have been confirmed as of this morning. This article was about 20 minutes ago. Okay. It does look like U.S. figure skaters, family members, and coaches among those aboard the plane that crashed into Washington, D.C. The American Eagle flag had departed a couple hours earlier from Wichita, Kansas. It was making its approach to a runway at the time of the collision. Officials said they split in two. It had 60 passengers and 4 crew members aboard. The U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter had a crew of 3, according to the U.S. defense official. Late last night, a senior FBI official said that there was no indication of any criminal or terrorism in the crash.
Okay.
And it should be noted as well, for those who don't know, Reagan was the busiest runway in America with over 800 landings and takeoffs a day.
Right. The skies above D.C. are always crazy busy. Wow. As someone who used to live there, I can't emphasize that enough.
Mm. We'll be following this story and certainly be thinking and sending our hearts that direction.
Yes.
There is no segue, and there shouldn't be. So we are going to continue to do what we do around here and try to give you a positive start to your day and continue moving while covering that story. And we go to candy because that makes most people smile. Candy's good.
Sweet.
Candy's great. And if you bite into a Twix bar that has spent years hidden in the pocket of a Halloween costume, you might hurt your tooth. You could. I don't think I'd have a problem with
that. Depends on how many years.
It is not going to slow me down. I'll be honest. I love Twix. Twix, if you haven't tried the Twix cookies and cream, everybody, one of the greatest candy bars of all time.
Wow.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
It's pretty good.
Twix has announced a contest that's running during the Super Bowl where they want you to go to Twix.com on your phone during every commercial break and compete in a staring contest.
What?
The screen will have two gold bars on it with eyes on each one, which apparently belong to Yin Yang, the Yin Yang twins. I don't know where that came from.
What?
How did they get? Oh, Yin Yang, Twix?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
It took me a second. I had to say it out loud.
There you go.
They'll keep track of how long you stare and how many ad breaks you participate. The higher you score, the more contest entries you receive. And at the end, one winner will receive two actual gold bars worth about $170,000.
Fantastic.
What a devious campaign. They're actually tricking people into spending the entire Super Bowl literally staring at their ass.
I know.
Honestly, I kind of want to do it just to make sure the Yin Yang twins keep getting work.
And nice. It's artists supporting artists. That's
exactly
what we're all about here.
No, that's what this is.
I don't know. As somebody who just looks at whether it's our industry here or it's just as afar, I think marketing and sales can be quite interesting and also quite hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It can be both at the same time, and sometimes it's one or the other. But this one is just, I can't tell you how much I love a good devious smart plan.
Yeah, it's diabolical.
There is something about this, man, that just
lovely.
Think of your Nike. Okay, and you're gonna spend money on a Super Bowl ad. You got it to spend. You know, you're Nike, but it's still a huge chunk of money.
Yeah,
it's gigantic. It is the most expensive advertising spot of all year, yep. Every year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You do all that. You spend thousands and thousands on a marketing campaign. You build it up. Nowadays, they're teasing commercials. It's not enough to tease trailers anymore. We're teasing commercials now.
Yeah.
Doing all of this, and then Twix with like $50, it's just outsmarts you completely.
Right.
Because stare at nothing, basically. I love
it. Don't watch Super Bowl commercials. Stare at your phone with Twix.
They're offering you two gold bars if you don't watch the commercials.
Yeah.
And
not bad.
As we all know, we're going to see these commercials for the next 6 months.
It's true. They're all going to be on YouTube in an hour.
Yeah. Yep. And advertisers will continue to play them during normal TV time and stuff like that.
They're
going to
get their money's worth, so we're going
to
see them.
So what are you really missing? I mean, you know, I guess if you're somebody that likes to tweet or whatever, the second something happens, maybe it's you. But I don't think that Twix is really leaning towards you anyway.
Yeah. You may not be their target audience.
So weird.
I don't know if I've heard of a better Super Bowl ad.
This is fantastic.
It's a great way to use what people, you know, people are going to do that during ads anyway, right? They're going to pick up their phone and they're going to start, you know, scrolling or whatever it is. And here's, they have not, well, what perfect. They're going to have their phone anyway. You're right. I think this is inspired. I think this is a fabulous idea. Although, what are you going to do with two gold bars?
I mean, that is the next question.
You can't go to the gas station and, you know, buy a candy, Twix, how about?
Yeah.
And you try to pay with a gold bar. I'm sorry, sir, we don't, you know.
How do you deposit a gold bar into the bank?
I'm sorry, sir, I don't know what the change is for that.
What's the current value of gold?
I don't understand.
You put it in a shadow box like it's 2012.
You got to bury that, right? Don't you bury gold? You find it somewhere in the backyard, put it under your mattress.
That's what you do.
Yeah. And then you make a treasure map and X marks the spot. You know, pirates can come and find it. You know,
you can play prospector.
Old grizzly prospector.
Yeah. So
I'm dying to play that, man.
I'm finding my suspenders this weekend.
Oh, yeah. One day. We will all play prospectors. We will all, one day. We'll find a script for
it. Even if it's fake beards, doesn't matter.
I generally, here's here's another thing I was thinking of. Are Super Bowl ads like American Idol winners? We don't remember. We don't.
Not really.
Tell me the last great Super Bowl ad you remember. We talk about them, and we'll be talking about them next week because we're building up to the Super Bowl and all of this. But I genuinely, I'm not trying to be, you know, this isn't a bit. Off the top of my head, I pressed myself. I did not look anything up. I wanted to be able to do this with you guys. I got nothing.
I don't remember what ads were Super Bowl ads and which ones weren't. And isn't that why they spend so much more money?
Maybe that's what it is. It's a vicious cycle. I do remember one, and it was from a really long time ago, but there's a specific reason why I remember it. So it was it must have been either like the early 2000s, I think, or the late 90s. It was a Ford commercial. It was like a minute long. It was super long, and it had like Charlotte Church, you remember, the young singer at the time? Yeah, yeah. She was singing this thing, and they showed all this, you know, different, I mean, it was just full of everything. This ad had everything in it. The reason I remember it is because I was in college at the time, and I was in a sociology class, and I remember after the Super Bowl, and they talked about that commercial, he said, I think you could write a doctoral dissertation on this ad alone, just looking at all the images and finding out, you know, why they put him in there and finding out what this whole ad was about, because it didn't make you think of cars. That was the weird thing about it.
It was a car commercial.
Even though it was a car commercial. That's why I remember it, is because our professor talked about it the next week after the thing. But that's the only reason I remember it.
Was Charlotte Church even able to drive at that time? Because I don't think she was. Got her start really young.
She was like 14 or 15 years old. Yeah.
That's funny.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I can remember companies that like bought it because they tried to have a Super Bowl ad and then it blew up in their face. But that's in the Clydesdales. I do remember the Clydesdales. But I'm a horse guy. I like horses, so I mean that just stays in my brain just because I like Clydesdales.
I specifically like Clydesdales. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to see a database of new companies that or you know whatever that had Super Bowl ads that went out of business later. You know, or had something really bad happen.
There's a couple famous ones. Yeah. There's a couple of big ones.
But remember the pets.com or whatever it was? Yes, like around 2000. Yeah.
Man, they had the world in front of them with that that sock puppet or whatever and everything.
Man.
Did Quiznos do a Super Bowl?
They might have.
I don't even know.
It sounds familiar.
Back when they had. What were they called?
Squid monkeys or something?
I
know we looked it up a while ago.
We sure did. It wasn't that long ago.
What were they? I can't remember now. But
Squidge.
We love your subs. Subs are good for you.
We have a salsa bar.
Maybe the best marketers ever, though. Those two little guys, those little sock puppets. I don't even know about the people that actually like hired them.
I love the idea. We got CGI, anything you want, and we're using sock puppets.
Yes. Go the whole other route.
Yeah.
We got to find out if anybody ends up doing this locally, the Twix ad. Yeah. Please let us know. Message us maybe during the game, even on our social media. If you like.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Especially if you win gold bars. Tell us how you cash those in at the bank.
Well, how heavy they are. I want to know.
For every person that's talking about, I don't care about the Super Bowl, all this. I mean, 90% of us are going to be watching it. That's just statistical. We know that.
Yeah.
And we also know a good percentage of those people don't care about the teams that are playing.
Not at all.
So let's go ahead and make this interesting.
It's a social event at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just go
ahead
and
have some fun with it. Who wins the commercials? Yeah.
I love the idea of there's a team that is going for something that has never happened in football, and nobody cares.
Nobody
seems to care. We are so spoiled as sports fans.
Well, this is a rerun. We've seen this Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, it's true. The year before, but yeah.
Right.
It is what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it goes. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is Laura, Seth, and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Buy local, support local, support our friends over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And they got a great one lined up for you this Saturday, everybody. Bring the kids down Saturday morning for story time with Kathy McGrath.
All right.
Starts at 10 a.m. and the kids get a complimentary breakfast with an adult purchase.
Ooh.
And you don't know what you're missing if you don't go check that out. That's a great time. Good food, good people, great atmosphere. Go check that out, El Cafe, today. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, tomorrow's Friday. Not only do they got that fish fry, but they got their whole menu open throughout the day.
Yes, the whole day now. That is so cool.
That is really cool.
The specials just yesterday were just too good. I had to go and had lunch. Beth and I had lunch at El Cafe yesterday.
Right on.
Had the special. It was awesome. It was fabulous. Man,
it's probably,
can't get enough.
It's not only a good idea for your health and your well-being, your mental health, but a good idea scouting the area out, scouting things out and everything.
That's right.
See where we're going to fit in over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, check out Storytime this Saturday, 10 to 10:45, over at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Email us. You can send them to info@WFHR.com. Like our Facebook pages, whether it's WFHR or WYRI or both. Mm-hmm. Direct message us that way as well. And there is a Morse code? No. Smoke signal? No. There's another way you
pick
can... Pick
up the telephone and
715-424-2600.
Excellent.
Call up on the Civic Media app if you like to. Mm-hmm. However you need to, get in touch with us. We love having your birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes.
We've got two on the list today. Laura, give me a one or a two. Ooh,
two.
All right.
Get a day off.
Nice. Yeah, take it easy, man. We've got Sarah Rochelle. We want to first wish a happy birthday to.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Enjoy your day, Sarah. Hope it's a good one.
Yeah.
And we want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Patsy St. Martin.
Happy birthday, Patsy.
And congratulations.
Yeah.
Congrats, Patsy. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. Sponge Monkeys. Sponge Monkeys is what they were called.
That is what they were called.
That's it. The Quiznos Sub Sponge Monkeys.
Since we're revisiting things, why do the Beatles sound so angry in that birthday song? Like, every time I'm singing along with them, I'm making, like, my metal face because they're so angry.
McCartney is just shouting. He's like, yeah. Happy birthday!
It's Helter Skelter and the birthday song. Like, those are the two times that the Beatles went heavy. That's it. We take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays. No Sponge Monkeys on here. But there is, let's see, Kid Cudi is 41, rapper. And
That's right.
I think he acts a little bit, too. let's see here. Oh, Andy Milonakis is 49. Wow. He was on MTV. It was like when he was 16, he had the Andy Milonakis show or Milonakis show or whatever.
It was crazy.
He got big for a little while there and then just kind of went away. But I remember seeing a little bit of it. And from what I remember, he was good. I remember him being good at the show or whatever, especially if he was 16.
Yeah.
It was silly. It was good for silly stuff. It was very millennial core, let's be real.
I don't think I've ever said this before, but seeing his name, seeing his age, and just thinking about it, I think you could make an argument one of the better actors of his generation. Christian Bale is 51 today.
Sure. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Now, certainly, there's been some stuff with him as far as being way too into character during the Terminator movie and, you know, things that have gone on. He's also one of those actors that everybody talks about liking to work with and being a true team player. Him and Heath Ledger were just really good together and really enjoyed working together to the point where there were a couple of times they actually had to reset because they were laughing too hard because he did something or whatever. Well, to be fair, he was playing the Joker. I mean, just an incredible career. And it goes back quite a ways, Seth. I mean, we're talking Emperor of the Sun and stuff. He's a young...
He was a child actor. Newsies.
Yeah. Newsies, another one. Yeah. But just incredible work he has done. Bale is quite the interesting guy. I don't think, for everybody that talks about his off-field stuff, I don't know if anybody knows about this story, and he's got a number of these like this. He visited victims of the Dark Knight shooting in Aurora, Colorado, flew a four-year-old cancer patient and his family to Disneyland to spend the day with him and his own family, and placed a nine-minute call to an eight-year-old leukemia patient.
Woo.
And these are just a couple of the stories. There's like tons and tons of these stories out there of this guy.
Yep.
He is a really passionate human being. And that's not excusing any of his, you know, stuff that he has done. And we're talking
that's a good
one
way
story.
To say it.
I shouldn't say stuff. There's one story.
There's the one
him.
Story that happened to be caught on
he's
film.
He's a rather intense dude in all of the ways you can say it.
Yep.
I feel like I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I'm just trying to cover all sides of the story here. Brett Butler is 67. Grace Under Fire star, stand-up comedian.
Yes, she was very good. Great. That was Grace Under Fire was a fun show.
Yeah.
Had a great cast.
I'm going to lose some people on this one. I thought she was a better version of Roseanne.
You know what? Yeah, that's a I'd hear that argument.
Yeah, the working class character, you know, the whole thing. Trying to raise a single mom, trying to raise a family.
And honestly, a smarter writer, a smarter comedic writer, too. I was a little surprised that Brett Butler did, like, when Grace Under Fire wrapped up, that she didn't have something else lined up. I don't know. I know she's still.
I was surprised by that, too.
I know she's still doing work. One of the better TV actors I've ever seen, Charles S. Dutton, is 74 today. Dylan in Alien 3. He is the groundskeeper in Rudy. But he did a TV show back in the day on Fox. And they did a couple of live episodes. And back then, it was just so rare to see them.
Oh, yeah.
30 Rock has done it since and some others. But just an incredible cast and a wonderful actor, Charles S. Dutton. Wonderful actor. Phil Collins is 74.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Now, for anything we could say about Christian Bale, there are like 90 stories about Phil Collins. You know, big fans of his. Hey, you can still like his music.
He's a solid drummer.
Not only a solid drummer, but a guy who was able to show that you could, like Don Henley, you could be the lead singer in a band and the drummer.
And be the drummer,
It's fascinating and incredible work to be able to do that.
I mean, trailblazing on it, though, was Karen Carpenter. Let's
Very true.
It's funny. Karen Carpenter came up the other day, and somebody was mentioning her voice. And I never really thought much about her voice growing up. My dad talks about her as a drummer so much that I didn't. I know she's got a great, one of the more unique voices.
She has. It's my favorite voice.
It's beautiful.
And
it's beautiful.
I'm picky about female voices. She's absolutely my favorite.
But growing up, I heard so much about her drumming. So I just immediately, it's the first thing I think of when I think of Karen Carpenter.
I kind of love that because most people talk about her voice. So that's awesome.
That's all my dad.
Shout out to Jim.
Against All Odds. I know everybody talks about In the Air Tonight, Easy Lover. He's got a couple of great duets, too. Really good duets. Good, like, for everything I've heard about him being hard to work with, he's great with the duets. He's got a handful of great duets. But Against All Odds, that's a darn good song.
That's a darn good song.
I'm going to stand on that one. That one, that's the one.
And a lot of his work with Genesis, too, I have to say. That's probably, I like that better than his solo work.
I would agree with that. But I will also say the Tarzan soundtrack, though, like, that. That's a solid work.
Not a bad piece of work.
No doubt, while there might be some questions about Christian Bale, there is no doubt that one of the greatest actors of his generation is 95, Gene Hackman.
Yep. 95, wow.
The Lex Luthor they mentioned here in Superman, Enemy of the State, Absolute Power, Get Shorty, Crimson Tide, White Earp, Unforgiven, Mississippi Burning, an unforgotten film that is so important. It should be played in classrooms to this day. Hoosiers, another one that I remember seeing in actually classroom. The Poseidon Adventure. Nobody talks about the French Connection. My God,
I was going to say that was his big break. Was the French Connection? I think he was nominated for an Oscar
on
that
still
one.
Still some of the best acting you'll see. Yeah. Him and Michael Caine. My God. My God, that movie. Right. And I don't know how, it's been years since I've seen it, but I wonder with some of the things going on nowadays, how the connection is with that. That's one of my favorites of his.
Yep.
But I do want to mention Young Frankenstein.
Naturally. you have to.
It's such a subtle but great performance. And it should be noted, like Gene Hackman reached out to Mel Brooks, like wanting to be at work with Mel Brooks. It wasn't one of these things where they had some big casting session and Gene Hackman tried out or something like that.
And they
didn't
know if it was going to work.
Yeah.
And he only had a limited time to film, I think. So there was like a day or two that they put that whole scene together. Man, it's so good, though. Oh, my gosh. And it's kind of, for who he was known as at the time, he'd done zero comedy at that point. He was all drama. So it was like, hey, he could be funny.
I mean, Get Shorty, outside of that, he hasn't done a whole lot of comedy. It's really great. But he has done literally it all. There is nothing he hasn't done. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make sure you snuck in Get Shorty, because you know who else is in Get Shorty? John Travolta.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's right.
Oh my God.
I worked really hard on my hand.
Nothing like a good callback to yesterday.
Yes. Well done. Well done, sir. Well done. You have a good morning.
The random fantastic. John Travolta.
You worked really hard on that. Some people no longer with us, like the great Dick Martin from Rowan Martin's Laughing, born in 1922, passing down 2008. Rowan Martin's Laughing, a game changer.
Yes, it was.
Complete game changer. You had presidents going on that show. It's incredible. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, born on this day, our 32nd president.
Wow.
Was elected to office four times. and realize that that's too much, and we don't do that anymore.
Right.
Because a president should not be a dictator, and a president mm-hmm. should only have two runs, and that's it.
Yeah.
Even if he is a good president.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. There is literally no...
Term limits.
Yeah.
Boy, that's something we don't talk about enough.
That is a thing,
you know?
Guys.
Yeah.
Should be talking about it with the Supreme Court as well. Payne Stewart, also no longer with us. Born in 1957, one of the sharper dressers.
I was going to say a snappy dresser.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the first things I think of.
He was the last old school golf dresser, I think, because no one does it anymore. But he kept it alive for as long as he... Man, he had some great tournaments. I'm trying to remember that one, that hellacious course, and I can't remember which one it was.
That wasn't the Masters, but it was...
No, it was the Open. It was the U.S. Open.
Yeah, that's it.
It was a course they hadn't done a lot, and it was hellacious, and he came out like 200 par, I think he won it with, and that was an amazing championship. It was really cool.
Similar to 80s and 90s tennis with American tennis, mm-hmm. There were so many good golfers back then.
Yes.
There was tons of them back then. It felt like, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I will say real quick, as far as the dressing and golfing goes, I my brother's voice is in the back of my head yelling John Daly. John Daly a little bit, but I don't know if that counts. I don't know if that counts.
That doesn't count.
No. We count you guys. Thank you so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. We'll have more tomorrow for you, where we celebrate not just Friday, but Saturday and Sunday. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries for this weekend, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Take a quick break, check in with our news, sports, and our partners. We'll come back, and we're talking about science.
Science!
Science! Science!
Found a trick to make kids eat their vegetables.
All right.
Coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Some amazing work with the bumpers, as always, my man.
All
nice
right.
job. Yeah. Nice job.
It'd been a month. I was like, oh, I got to change these.
I like these. You got some great ones in mm-hmm. here, man. Oh, my God. I can't wait to play all of these. That's great. Nice stuff. Nice work by you, Seth. Let's get into this one right here. And here's a snack hack for people with young kids. A new study found that they'll eat more vegetables if they think it gives them superpowers.
Ooh.
That's not new.
I like it.
Researchers in Germany spent 20 minutes reading kids fairy tales that involve magical fruits and veggies. And the hero was either healed or saved by eating them. After the story was done, they offered the kids a choice of four different snacks: fruit, vegetables, cake, or cookies. No pie, Seth. I just think
yeah,
that should be,
no. Yeah, we'll work on that.
It turned
well, there's
out,
fruit in it.
It turned out it made them more likely to choose the healthier options.
Ooh.
And not just right after they heard the story, it had a lasting effect. 80% of kids were still eating more fruits and veggies weeks later.
Wow. Oh,
Popeye's
my goodness.
Popeye's publicist contacted scientists in Germany.
Yeah.
Like, this yes, is not new. Definitely. This is, like, that's why all of our grandparents ate so much canned spinach. It's disgusting, but they developed a taste for it after watching Popeye. Come on.
Yeah, this is one of those things where, you know, it's we figure something. It's like, you know, it's like, well, that would make sense. And now they've just kind of confirmed what would seem pretty obvious, but it's kind of cool that they've got something to back it up. You know, scientists say that if you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Now Popeye's science has been supported.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for his forearms. That's still
that's kind of weird. Yeah.
Supported by science.
Something strange about
defect.
That.
It's a health defect
it's gotta
they never
be.
Really
There's,
talked about.
Right.
It's elephantitis or something.
Man, when you see it, like in the Popeye movie, when you see Robin Williams walking, it looks weird. It really does look funky on a human.
I will die on this hill. There has never been a better, like, cartoon strip to movie, like, interpretation ever than the original Popeye.
Okay.
The performances. I'm not, the movie
I know what you're talking
great.
About. Yeah.
The movie
okay.
ain't that great.
Okay.
Not only do you have Robin Williams doing a perfect impression
right.
yep.
of Popeye.
Mm-hmm. And olive oil.
But her as olive oil is yep. just incredibly perfect. Mm-hmm. Like that movie. Yeah.
The whole cast was great.
I am incredibly
Shelley
biased
Duvall.
About this movie. Thank you, Shelley Duvall. Yeah. I am incredibly biased about this movie, but I'm not wrong. Don't mean I'm wrong. And I will note one other thing. Now, first off, anything that helps kids eat better than me, great. That is always encouraged. Well done, children. Well done, parents. Mm-hmm. Laura notes, this isn't necessarily new. This mm-hmm. is a kind of a play on, if not the same thing that a lot of do.
Mm-hmm.
But a quick thing about this, if anybody else isn't already realizing this, works on us too.
Oh yeah,
works on us as adults. Not just veggies or vegetables or eating healthier, but think about the '80s craze of workouts and seeing Suzanne Struthers or Suzanne Summers,
Jane Fonda,
Richard Simmons, and some of these things, and what that started, and every little like every single '90s diet there was like just a run there of like 80,000 diets and different things.
Yeah,
I mean, we're all guilty of this. We're all able. This can play on all of us.
It's the "you are what you eat" campaign.
Yeah, there you go. A good one.
The positive to this, I think, is too good not to try or not to do if you're not already doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to be fair, my mom totally was doing this when I was a kid, too. It was very much, well, eat your vegetables. You'll grow up big and strong. And I remember late at night when I was praying before bed, it was, please help me be big and strong. And now I have a lot more in common with a draft horse. than those built for speed.
It could be its own superpower. You know.
I'm not upset at being stronger than I am fast.
See, there you go, you know.
Worked out for powerlifting.
Sure did. Benefited me greatly.
I love that. Oh my gosh! See, you know, the Fantastic Four all had different superpowers. You know, there's a reason for that. You know, to have our own superpowers. If we all have the same one, how boring would that be?
I got another hot take. I don't know if any of the Fantastic Four were necessarily fantastic. I feel like they all had a great superpower if it's also attached to this one, but they didn't have that. I could stretch. Like, okay, that's
good
cool.
Job.
I can turn invisible. Okay. Well,
they kind of leaned into that thing because, you know, with Reed Richards,
strength is in
It was more about his smart, how smart he was, than it was he could stretch. Stretchy. Right?
okay. We do this one all the time about as far as like if you could have a superpower, which one would you have? But if I think of ones that I wouldn't want, like waking up one morning and I can stretch all over I don't want that. I don't want that power.
Think about the control you'd have to muster to not be flying everywhere.
Exactly. You know?
I am 6'1 with the reach of a condor. I have spent my whole life getting things on shelves for people. How is that going to? How much worse is that going to get if I can reach the moon? If I can like stretch so far? Like I'm good. I'm good. I don't mind people asking. You see me in a supermarket. You want me to get some up there? I'll do it. Right. I have no problem. But if I'm Stretch Guy, if I'm Dr. Stretch or whatever, Stretch Armstrong or any of these things, those were the first names they tried for.
Mr. Fantastic, Mr. Fantastic is better.
They were the first names.
As if the moon isn't the first
Armstrong
thing you would reach
taken.
For anywhere.
I would get up there.
It's the moon first. That's your test.
That's interesting. Just thinking about that topic, like the superpowers you wouldn't want to have. I'll tell you this too: the whole flame on thing, the whole like turning into fire. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
That sounds like an accident waiting to happen.
Yep. There is not enough fire retardant clothing or things for me to feel comfortable with that. I'm not even great with a lighter. I don't know how well I would do with that.
I think it was very smart of Stan Lee, you know, when he was writing the first Fantastic Four things, to come up with the idea of unstable molecules.
Yes.
So their outfits would stretch with them or become invisible with them or be able to withstand the flame. One of the greatest ideas he ever came up with.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And it's really
it's plausible. Yeah, right.
The great Stan Lee.
Yes.
Excelsior.
Excelsior.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back and we're going to have some fun talking about how many Gen Zers does it take to change a light bulb? We're going to talk about that when we come back on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you guys are having a great day out there. And enjoy. Thank you so much for joining us. I apologize, everybody, but I got to pull an audible here.
Okay.
I got to pull an audible here a little bit. We'll get into the how many Gen Zers, light bulb, all that next hour.
The whole light bulb thing.
Do you guys mind if I do something that's a little, we don't do very often here on the show, but I want to talk about a new business coming to town, and I'm just excited about it.
Sure.
PetSmart is coming to town, and for those who have not heard, they're going to be opening a new store here in Rapids over at 1100 East Riverview Expressway, right down there. You're not going to be able to miss it. And to celebrate the all-new location, PetSmart is hosting a grand opening event. Starting at 9 a.m. this Saturday.
All right.
And it shall be grand.
Pet parents and their pets are invited to visit the new store, receive a free pre-packaged goodie bag filled with items such as a $10 PetSmart gift card, a pet bandana, pet toys and coupons while supplies last.
Cool.
I do have to note that PetSmart gift card is really cool. They got some great coupons and everything as well. Those pet bandanas are awesome.
That's the win.
They're great.
I was confused for a second there. Is that for the pet or is that for the owner?
Both. If you're me, both. If you're me, both. Yeah.
I can wear it. I look even cooler than my dog.
I when Sam gets, if he doesn't want to wear his or something like that, I'll put it on. See? And then he gets jealous. And then he's, you know, and I got to put it back on him. Smart, everything. Yeah. In honor of the new store opening, through February 8th, members will earn 5 times the PetSmart treat points for all in-store purchases on merchandise and services made at the Wisconsin Rapids store.
Nice. Wow. Yeah.
That is a local touch right there.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, yeah.
Smart local touch right there. This is a big building with a lot in it. If you've ever been in the PetSmart before, you're going to have all the things you've come to know and love about your PetSmarts over the years. Store also offers services including pet training and a full-service grooming salon where dogs and cats can receive hands-on care from academy-trained and safety-certified stylists who are dedicated to making pets look and feel good, baby.
You definitely needed another one of those in town anyway.
Yeah.
Good point. It's a good point. And it should be noted, too, the jobs that they create with those positions.
Yeah.
I've known a couple of people over the years that have done that work and always get good, caring people doing those jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And again, job creating. You know, it's a great and an opportunity to Laura's point there that we don't have a lot of, so those people don't have a lot of resources, a lot of places to go, let alone people with their pets somewhere to go. The location will also offer pet adoptions through PetSmart charities and local animal welfare organizations. Well, that's amazing. Like that. Have I mentioned, by the way, starting off at the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have our friends with the South County Maine Society and the Pet of the Week?
Oh, that's right.
Have you mentioned that?
For some reason. This is pretty cool. That's pretty cool and a pretty good tie-in. They got a lot of different ways you can shop as well. PetSmart offers contactless curbside pickup as well as same-day delivery when shopping on the store, their website, PetSmart.com. It's really cool. It's really cool what they're doing over there, and I want to support that.
I've been excited the whole time. I'm just hoping that they carry night crawlers for my axolotl because, man, in the winter, is it hard to find good night crawlers.
Yeah. I'll bet. They're all frozen.
They're all slime. They've been in fridges for months.
Yeah.
There's a number of things that they're able to do over there that not everyday pet stores can do. And it's pretty cool. It's really unique that they're able to. I'm excited about this, too. I will admit that I've been going to PetSmarts for decades and appreciate the work that they do over there. And I appreciate, too, wherever you find a PetSmart, you find things like we were talking about here, businesses that put into their community, put into the area. We want to welcome them to the area,
and it's great to have that slot filled too in the old building as well. It's really nice to see all of that space is now being used for something productive.
Yeah, seeing that building being put back to use is going to be awesome.
Yep.
I hope it's noteworthy, too, to the community, the number of different businesses like that we've seen coming to Rapids in the last couple of months, in the last year. It should be noted.
Yes. 100%.
We're sitting in a much better position than most, and it's noteworthy, and I think it's a credit to not only this community, and let's be honest, our politicians, our board members, and the hard work they do. We never do that around here. We need to do not around here. I just mean in general as a society. We
need to do that better.
Oh, accountability is important. So is credit.
Yep.
You know? Yes. Where it's due. Absolutely.
And so whether it is PetSmart or it is the other organizations around, we're welcome to the community. We're thankful. We're thankful to have this. It's pretty cool. I cannot wait to get over there. I got to grab one of those bandanas for Sam. He's been on me about it and everything, and he's mad at me for using his all the time. Yeah. He got a Halloween one that was really cool. That's cool.
Nice.
And I look good in orange. So it worked out. He looks better in orange, though. Visit PetSmart this Saturday, everybody, for the grand opening. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll meet you there. I feel like a couple of natural transitions here, talking about PetSmart. We're going to be having our Humane Society joining us at the top of the hour with our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to hanging out with Denise for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I got a great segue in between. A dog lost in Oklahoma reunited with its owner after 8 years.
Oh, love these stories.
It should be noted that this dog will not stop talking about what it's been up to the last 8 years.
You know, that's what happens with the lost pets. They just got so much to share afterwards, right?
So many stories to catch up on. And squirrel! An Arizona man whose dog ran off during a stop in Oklahoma City was reunited with his canine companion 8 years later. Paul said that he was in the midst of a move from Massachusetts to Arizona 8 years ago when he made a pit stop in Oklahoma City and took his five-year-old miniature pincher, Damien, for a walk.
Okay.
I don't know why, but it's so fitting the dog's name is Damien. I don't know why.
Damien.
He said he was trying to keep Damien from running into a road when the canine ran off.
Oh, no.
Paul said that he spent a week in Oklahoma City trying to locate Damien, too.
Oh,
so he like a whole week there? Wow. Move just trying to find this dog.
I mean, I would have too.
Oh, absolutely.
Amazing.
In a heartbeat, but I still think it's noteworthy.
It is, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't until 8 years later that he received a text message from Oklahoma resident Rich Chambers saying, "I found your dog."
Oh, my gosh.
It's got to be one of the most amazing text messages you'll ever get.
I can't even imagine.
And I would imagine after 8 years, not only, look, more power to him if he held hope, but if he didn't, I wouldn't blame him.
Oh, no, absolutely. Oh, no, exactly.
To the point of, found my dog. Like, it takes him a second.
Right.
Found my
especially
oh, my God,
a dog.
Oh, my God. You know, it takes him a second or something
especially
like that.
Especially a small dog, like a Minpin. That's a small dog.
Chambers had found Damien wandering loose and taken him to a veterinarian, where a microchip scan revealed his name and owner's contact information.
Aha!
Let us give it up to the microchipping that goes on.
Telling
you.
Ding, 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 ding.
That is so important these days.
Humane societies around the country are doing they've led the charge on this. Mm-hmm. A big credit and thank you to them.
Mm-hmm.
But there is also businesses like PetSmart and other places like that have done similar things as well and did help with those services.
Yeah.
Damien was found about 30 miles from where he originally went missing. That's kind of interesting, too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times, these dogs, you find them like two states over
They make their way somehow to these different areas,
I'll remind you how small he is. That's as far as he could get.
That's a good point. Good point. It's a fair point.
He had 8 years. He could have gotten farther.
He was also getting old, okay?
Got those little
legs. Little legs.
Damien was found, about 30 miles from missing area. The dog's whereabouts for the past 8 years are unknown, but Chambers said he appeared underweight and had overgrown nails. So that's pretty
unusual. Obviously, it had been a while.
And in all honesty, not that I'm making light of those things, after 8 years and probably no care at all. That's pretty
impressive. I'm wondering if there wasn't 8 years is a long time. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there wasn't someone who did take care of him in the interim for a little while and then he ran away again or something like that. It almost sounds like that's what happened. I mean, who knows?
Well,
like you said, animals can't talk, so we don't know.
It could have even been just someone nearby putting food out for him at night.
It could have been something as simple as that, yeah.
I know we talk a lot about inventions and how grateful we are for them or how ones that fade away or not. I don't know if we talk about inventions that I'm not sure if we should have did that or that hasn't really we liked it at first and then it went away. The pet rock, if you will, something like that.
I still have mine.
Reference.
Thank you very much.
And it's doing very well.
Yes, it is. Rocky is spectacular.
Rocky. Oh, come on!
I was 12.
So good. No, that's great. No, I'm taking a step back on that. Rocky, the pet rock is great. I have to say that I read these stories and immediately one of the first things I think of, obviously with all the context we've given outside of that, is the idea of animals being able to talk and wanting to interview this dog. So tell me, Damien, the last 8 years, what was it like? You know, and I want to ask it everything. Yep. But I feel like that invention gets old quick.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for every Damien and every interesting story, there's just dogs. There's a bunch of squirrels outside. There is a ton of squirrels. Yes, I know, buddy. I know. That's where they live. No, you don't understand, okay? They are forming. They are doing something out there, and I don't know what it is, because every dog thinks squirrels are up to something, and I have a feeling these squirrels are just trying to live. I don't know if they're really...
They're not really messing with the dog, right?
But I feel like every dog is a conspiracy nut. they're all worried about what's going on out there.
Follow-up question is, how are dog memories working? How's their long-term memory? How's their short-term
memory?
Great
question.
What kind of answers could you even expect?
You know, I have to say that the downside to that would be the detailed description of them cleaning themselves.
Don't need that.
Many butt sniff stories.
Yes.
You are not going to believe the booty I smelled today. I don't need it. I don't need that.
story, man. They've been.
I don't need that story.
I love the idea that dogs call it booty.
That's Damien would have. Yeah, I feel it in my bones.
And I hope while this is a really fun story, I don't let it be lost to anybody either. This microchipping and how important that is.
It's
this
so story, important.
It never happens without that.
Yep, that's right.
It's so important to microchip your pets.
That's why shelters do it, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're very thankful to all of our shelters, and mm-hmm. especially our local ones. And I'm not just saying that because hopefully Denise can hear me out there. You think I got some points for that?
You might have, maybe.
We are looking forward to hanging out with her. Our Pet of the Week is coming right up. And, of course, again, head on over this Saturday to PetSmart mm-hmm. and enjoy their grand opening. They got a lot of fun things lined up for you over there. We'll meet you there, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. 1100 East Riverview Expressway. Mm-hmm. Did want to also mention that our WFHR newsletter is being built right now, and you're going to have a new edition show up right in your inbox.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is sign up for it at WFHR.com.
Right. Yes. True. For the nice influx of new subscriptions for that. So jump on the bandwagon, to use a very obvious advertising thing.
Keep
everybody
coming.
Join your friends and neighbors on signing up for the newsletter.
I'm just going to keep going, man. Yeah, that's great.
Up on the WFHR newsletter so you can talk to the Joneses.
Yeah.
It's your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news. A big shout-out to all of our great people working so mm-hmm. hard on that and putting out a new edition every week. That is not easy, everybody, getting you a new edition every week, but that's what we do around here.
Big shout-out to Melissa Kay.
Yeah. We buy local, support local, and we are locally grown radio. We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back with our Pet of the Week from the Southrop County Humane Society. Got some entertainment news lined up for you as well. We're going to talk Chaperone, Dolly, local theater going on, and a great premiere of a movie happening in town here.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yes.
All that coming up for you right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin.